Hey there, little bunny. I hope you're having a wonderful week. And even if you're not, that's okay too. Hopefully, this can bring you a little bit of joy or a little bit of comfort or a little bit of wisdom. I guess this podcast is going to be about wisdom and how to deal with some tough things in life. This episode is going to be on bullies. And I probably won't call them bullies from now on, but there's a certain type of person that that gets us down on purpose. And it can be very, very, very tough to deal with. And it can be confusing, like why people can be so cruel and so mean. But that's what we're going to talk about today. People who bring you down on purpose. And as always, we'll start with a quote and then we'll end with a poem that I write just for you today. So your quote today is paraphrased from a successful actor named Chaz Palminteri. I struggle really hard with that last name, but it's a wonderful quote. Here goes. You can never bring somebody up if they don't want to go up, but the reverse is not true. Somebody bad can bring a good person down. So I stay away from negative people. I just walk away from them. So what does Chaz mean in this quote? Well, I'm going to be a little bit more specific than he's talking about negative people and positive people. But we're all negative at times and we go through phases of being more negative. So to me, it's not quite that. But it's people who are negative towards you, people who are negative towards other people in the sense that they try to bring you down. And Chaz is separating people into these two camps, which sometimes is an oversimplification, but I'm going to do it too in this episode. You've heard the phrase, there are two kinds of people. Well, in today's episode, I am declaring there are two kinds of people. There's people who build and create, and there's people who tear down. I want you to be someone who creates. I consider myself someone who creates, as you might have guessed. And what does creating mean? It can be creating art. It can be creating happiness. It can be creating value for the world. Maybe you have a business that makes the world a better place. Or where businesses can't step in, there's a nonprofit that helps things. And even if you're not the entrepreneur in charge, if you're working for a company or volunteering for a nonprofit, or maybe you're just spreading joy. You're on this team of those of us who are making the world a better place. We're creating things. We're pushing civilization forward, to sound all dramatic. But if you're a little bunny and you're listening to this, I think the chances are pretty high that you're in this category. And if you want something to create, I will give you the task of creating some happiness with some people in your life. And we'll talk about that at the end of the episode if I don't forget. But let's focus for a minute on these people who tear down. These are the people who are negative towards you, who purposely try to bring down your mood or discourage you from doing what you want to do. Sometimes I'll discourage you from doing bad stuff, little bunny. That's not me tearing you down. But let's say someone looks at a drawing of yours and criticizes it. Or let's say you're helping someone do something and you get made fun of for it. Or maybe it's something that, I don't know, why don't you pick a way that someone has been mean to you that really wasn't necessary? And think of the person who is saying these things or bringing you down, who's tearing down what you're trying to create or what you're helping try to create. The first thing to understand is that this person is on the other category of person as you. You're one who creates. they're one who tears down. And how do I know that you create? How am I so sure that you're on my team, little bunny? Well, did you ever listen to podcast 4, Family You Find? I reveal why exactly I call you little bunny. Yes, it's cute. Yes, it's fun. It's very enjoyable for both you and me, but it also serves to filter out the people that I don't want to find the garden. In another episode, I talk about the origin story of the garden and how it started just kind of as thirst traps or audio erotica. And I still, of course, do that, and I will always do that. But I mentioned that at some point it kind of shifted to be something a little bit more special, I guess you could say, or a little bit different. And what I didn't mention in that is that the quote-unquote start of this whole audio thing actually predates Lindy's Garden by just a few months. And when I decided that I wanted to do something more special with this, that's when I came up with the name Lindy's Garden. And part of what garden means is that it's a safe place where people like you and people like me who have warm hearts, who are loving, who want to build each other up, we can have a little secret safe place away from the rest of the people on the internet. So that's why Lindy's Garden, I filter out people. That's why I'm so polarizing, if you will, because the people who don't react positively to what I create aren't really the warm and loving people who want a safe space to build each other up. So I filter out the people who tear down. And that's why if you're here listening to the podcast right now, the fact that you haven't shut it off, the fact that you started listening in the first place means that you're on my team and you're one who creates. Now, these others who tear down, the typical advice you're going to get is to ignore what they say, don't let them get to you, things like that. And that's wonderful advice if it were possible. You know, it's almost like wishful advice, because especially if you're like me and you have a warm heart and you have an emotional side to you, they will get to you, and it's kind of impossible to avoid that. You can get better at it as time goes on, as you get a little bit used to these people being mean to you. But if someone has said something mean to you and you're trying to ignore it, you're trying to not let it get to you, but it still gets to you, that's okay, little bunny. That's normal. That's natural. That's perhaps even unavoidable. So we're going to focus on what you can do once you've already been hurt. Well, let me back up one second. The first thing we can do is to try and avoid having these people in our lives in the first place. Remember the quote, Chaz says he just walks away from these negative people. That's our first line of defense. That's our first strategy, is who is this negative person or these negative people? Are they strangers on the internet? Are they people at school or at work? Or it can be challenging if it's someone in your family, because it's a little hard to cut out people in your family. But you can do it, little bunny. You can at least greatly minimize the amount of time that you spend with them. So we're going to cut these people out. That's our first line of defense. Now, let's go back to what do you do when they've already hurt you and you're already feeling bad because what they said or what they did, they succeeded in tearing you down, which is what they love to do. Well, the first is to notice if you feel any kind of pull to fight them, to win against them, as though you're in this kind of competition where they've struck the first blow and now you're in a duel and you have to defeat this bully. You have to defeat this person who's trying to tear you down. Well, that's how we increase their presence in your life. Our goal, remember, is to decrease their presence in your life. And besides, it's totally not fair for you to go up against them in some kind of duel. You want to know why, little bunny? it's because you are superior to them. And even if you are wanting to fight me on that, like, no, daddy, what do you mean I'm superior to them? You have no idea what you're talking about. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about, little bunny. And if I declare that you are superior to them, then you are superior to them. And it's because you're in this category of person who builds up, who creates, and they're someone who tears down. Yes, little bunny, you are superior to them. So it would be totally unfair for you to try and get back at them or beat them at their own game. It's just, they're so pathetic, little bunny. And the second thing I want you to think of is I want to point out that the way that you feel negatively based on what they say, it can really feel like this heavy weight on you, like you're being crushed. Well, it's a bit of an illusion again. I talk about illusions our brain makes in the first episode. Everything is going to be okay. Your brain is making another illusion, which is that because there's this huge weight and there's this huge unhappiness that sets in when they bring you down, you feel like they must be experiencing an incredible amount of hate on their end, as though there's this kind of scale, like a balance, where the weight that you feel is the direct amount of energy that they're sending at you. It's like you're receiving their negative energy in equal proportions. Well, here's a little secret about bullies, because you might not be experienced being a bully, is that it's very, very easy for them to dish out negative energy. They could go around and ruin 100 people's days independently and barely break a sweat. It's very easy for them to dish out this negativity. And it gets received by those of us who are more emotional and more empathetic. It gets received as this huge weight and this huge burden that just crushes us. Well, that's an illusion that our minds are creating, because this person doesn't actually hate you that much. It's just very natural for them to dish out these bad feelings, but there's not a whole lot of heart behind them. They're just very, I don't know, it's like they walk around shedding skin and shedding hair, and they're also shedding mean things that they're saying and mean things that they're doing. And they don't really hate you nearly as much as you think. They just have this awful habit or this awful tendency to spread this negativity, and it gets received much, much, much stronger than it is actually meant as they dish it out. And it's really unfortunate, yes, that they are this way. All they do is consume all of the wonderful things that people like you and me create in the world. We make the world the wonderful place to be, and they just go around consuming what we create and then tearing people down. It's really, really, really unfortunate. But remember, our best strategy is to just minimize their place in the world. We've been playing a lot of Minecraft lately. They're just like those little Minecraft monsters that keep spawning and they keep annoying you. And when you have God mode on, as at least I do, you know, they're just a huge annoyance, and you can't get rid of them. They're always there. But you can ignore them, and you can build wonderful, amazing things with your friends. And if you pick friends who also create, by the way, you can become friends with the little bunnies if you're 18, who are on the Discord. I'll talk about that in the announcements. But regardless, you are on the team of those who create. You make the world a wonderful place. And if they get to come and have the good stuff that you create, okay, whatever. We're just going to ignore them. We're going to, if not pretend they don't exist, at least minimize their presence in our lives. They really, really, really don't matter, and they really, really, really are inferior. So now, I think I promised earlier, how can you be a little bunny who creates? A person who builds the world up. Well, the first thing you can do is you can work on what it is that you want to build. You can start figuring out where your interests are, I strongly recommend finding something that gives you some quote-unquote selfish pleasure. I know that's a dangerous word sometimes, but you want to do something that you enjoy doing. I'll give you a wonderful example. I really enjoy what I'm doing here with Lindy's Garden, Little Bunny. And that's how I know that I can promise I'll be here forever. It's because it's freaking fun. Can you imagine having to promise that you'll always watch Marvel movies for the rest of your life if you like Marvel movies? That's an easy promise for you to make because you would do it anyway. It's not a huge sacrifice. It's not any sacrifice for you to do that. It's something fun that you would want to do. Well, what if you don't like comic book movies? Would you want to promise, I promise I'll be watching these comic book movies for the rest of my life? No, we're going to find something that you like to create that, it'll be good for the world and it'll also be something you really, really love to do. There's so many of these things that exist. And we, as ones who create, have the privilege of getting to do these things. And if you haven't found that thing yet, you don't know what it is you're going to create. Remember, it doesn't always have to be like art. You could be creating good feelings. Maybe you want to be a therapist and you want to help people through things, or a social worker. You can do things that have this spirit of altruism as well. But also don't pick it based on that. You want to pick it based on what you enjoy doing. You should, if you're trying to figure this out, listen to the episode, Your Happiness is a Priority. I can't remember the number, but that'll help you think about finding something to do that you really, really do enjoy doing. And you don't really want to choose your life based on a sacrifice. You want to choose based on this kind of sweet spot. But you're going to find something that you enjoy doing. And even if you don't know what it is yet, here's an important point. And this is something you can do even if you have your special thing picked out. You are going to help build up other people who build. There's a wonderful exercise class gym, I guess you could say, that's near my house. It's a very small fitness studio, I guess is the term. And I have always felt that, at least in the United States, athletics truly brings out the worst in us. All of the, oh man, if you want to find a concentration of people who tear down, just look for sports and then walk in that direction. It's not that all those people who are into sports are that way, but man, there are a lot of people who tear down in athletics. And there was even a gym where, God, the people were so, so toxic and I don't want to say terrible human beings because that's a bit extreme, but man, they loved to tear down. And so this fitness studio near me is, I think, the only thing athletic where the people there really, really, really build up. And it's a small business that's owned by just a couple people in my neighborhood. And I'm always, always sure to let these people know how appreciated they are and how much I'm on their team. These are people who build up. Their version is by doing a business that does something good and creates good feelings. And as someone who's on the team of those who build, part of my job is to let them know how appreciated they are and to bring some happiness to them. So that's what I also want you to do. Maybe this is your homework. I want you... Oh no, am I giving you homework? Is this what this is? What is this? I don't know. Here's what I would love for you to do, little bunny, should you choose to accept it. I would love for you to think of someone in your life who builds up, who is someone that you know for sure is on this little team of ours, who's making the world better, and you wish that someone would appreciate them. Well, guess what, little bunny? As someone on this team, you are going to be the one to appreciate them. I want you to tell them how much you are glad that they do what they do, how much you appreciate it. It can be a content creator online. I always leave positive comments, just thank you comments on creators that make things that I like, because trust me, there are hordes of people on the internet who just want to tear those people down. And it can be very, very discouraging if you don't have the people who are on your side, who really appreciate what you're doing. So pick someone you're going to build up who is also one who builds. We're going to minimize the people who tear down, minimize their role in our lives. You're going to remember that you're superior to them, and you're going to remember that the experience you feel of being totally brought down is a bit of an illusion that your mind creates, because the person who sent that negative energy, they didn't send nearly the same amount of negative energy as it feels like they did. And now that I've given you all of that to think about, let's slow it back down a little bit. I'll do announcements, and then I'll read for you the poem that I wrote for you this week. A quick review of all the platforms I'm on. Patreon is the best of all the stuff in the garden. It's a $3 a month subscription. It gives you access to the long audios that you can't find anywhere else. And it also gives you access to the Discord and the Minecraft server as well. So that is 18 and up only. If you're not 18 at least, then just be patient. It'll still be there when you become old enough. Next up, TikTok is where you probably have found me. That's where I just post thirst traps and little things to catch people's attention. If you only follow me on TikTok, you better follow me somewhere else, because the chances that I get banned there, you know, who knows? It's highly likely. So follow me on Instagram for sure. Subscribe to the podcast. On Instagram, it's pretty much the same content as TikTok, except I can post a little bit more actually, because Instagram doesn't ban as much. And I'm also starting to do announcements on Instagram with the stories and things like that. So yeah, the podcast, subscribe here. This is something I really want to grow really, really big. It's a lot of fun to create. And then there's YouTube, which is where I post my fiction erotica. I know YouTube is not the greatest place for audio, but that's the best place for it right now. And if you want audio versions of all of the erotica, then that is available through Patreon. And that's everything. So I think now we'll slow it back down, and I'll read for you the poem I wrote for you today. Does everyone deserve my love? Even the ones who hurt others with ease? Love the ones who chop and burn without care, just as much as the ones who plant trees. What about those ones who build and create, who make life great? Are they really the same? Is a person who goes around hurting with ease the same kind of person who lives planting trees? And the ones who can't plant can cheer on the others. They're also on our superior team. I'll plant my trees for us ones who are great, for the ones whom I call little bunnies. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, little bunny. I'm always with you. I'll be coming out with another podcast next week. There's a locked audio every week on Patreon, and I'll try to be posting more on TikTok/Instagram. And yeah, I'm around, little bunny, okay? You can always email me. You can send me a message on Instagram. I might not reply there, but I'm here. I'm always with you, and I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. See you soon. Bye. Thank you.